What's up, Radiant Icons, and welcome back to Dare to Be Iconic, the podcast made for icons daring to be themselves. I'm your host, Amanda Policelli, and for today's Tea Time Sesh, we are spilling the tea all about the iconicness that was the Miami Grand Prix. And let me tell you, when I said last week that it was going to be iconic, it lived up to that expectation. Honestly, it exceeded it. And I am so excited to spill the tea behind all the behind the scenes of this weekend with you guys right here, right now. But before we get into that, make sure to connect with me on socials, on Instagram and TikTok. It's at Amanda Policelli _ and at Dare2BeIconic_. And if you're on LinkedIn, you guys already know what I'm going to say. Make sure to connect with me on there. It's Amanda Policelli. All of my socials are linked in the show notes below. Now, Radiant Icons, let's get to Miami. If I can think of one word that encapsulates this entire weekend, honestly, the entire past week, it would be girlhood. It would be sisterhood. It would be, in my personal opinion, what I like to call it, iconhood. So are you ready, Radiant Icons? Because your Tea Time Sesh is starting now. You know, it wouldn't be Dare to Be Iconic if I didn't have some iconic lessons or iconic takeaways to take from my trip to Miami. And that's exactly what we are breaking down here today as I spill the tea behind all the behind the scenes iconicness that was this entire week of Miami. And to be honest with you, yesterday, May 5th, when I woke up and went straight into my 9-to-5, I logged on my computer, went into that staff meeting. I was like, wow, I really am living the Hannah Montana life. I really am living the best of both worlds because I just had the most iconic week of my life, juggling my 9-to-5 and going to all the amazing, iconic events that were happening in Miami for the Formula One Grand Prix. And then I'm back to reality, working my 9-to-5 and then juggling Dare to Be Iconic. But you know what? I wouldn't have it any other way because that means we get to break down everything together. And I kind of get to debrief with you guys in real time because I am literally recording this the day before this episode comes out because there is just so much going on that we need to break it down. So I have four iconic lessons from my trip to Miami. And the first one starts with what I said in the beginning of this episode, what one word encapsulates my experience of the Miami Grand Prix, and that would be girlhood, or like I like to call it, iconhood. Because lesson number one for the Miami Grand Prix is that community is everything, and we rise together when we come together. And for me, this was so prevalent throughout the entire weekend. But if I can choose one exact moment where I was like, wow, this really is where community comes in hand. This really is where your network becomes your net worth. Because you know, they say it all the time in, you know, those professional settings of like, yeah, your network is your net worth. And I was like, yeah, like you're right, like whatever, blah, 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 because that opens doors for you. But honestly, this past week in Miami has proven that tenfold. And when we emphasize community and coming together, we truly do rise together. And that one moment, there's so many moments that I can think of, but I think Friday, for me personally, that first day of the race was when I really saw that community piece come to light. For me, when I started Dare to Be Iconic, or even let's go all the way back, little baby Amanda, when she was thinking of the life that she wanted for herself, one of the things that I always would tell people is that I think it's so cool to have a community of people who will champion you, who will elevate you and uplift you. And that's what I want to do when I build my empire. And wow, I'm already getting emotional. But Friday was really when I saw that whole vision come together for me and how special Dare to Be Iconic is and the impact that it is making and just the iconic power of friendship. As cheesy as that sounds, that's when I really saw community come together. And that's when I really saw a dream for me that I wanted so much, a wish, I should say, because I just thought it would be so cool, right? To see it come true before my very eyes is one of the most iconic things that I could ever ask for as a young entrepreneur who is running her own business that champions women. And for me, it was Friday. Now, Friday was by far the best day for me throughout the entire Grand Prix experience. And I think that's because we started off with the female quotient event, which I will get to a little bit later on for another lesson, because that event, you guys, oh my God, I have never felt cooler in my life than stepping into that room for female quotient. There were a lot of emotions behind that exact moment that we will get into later on in this episode. But for me, we were able to come together at female quotient, right? Meet some of the lovely Radiant Icons, some of my amazing friends there. And then we all went to the track together and we had Lando Bash. Lando Bash, an iconic meetup for fangirls by fangirls, was a meetup that my friend Kimmy from DeLulu for Fast Cars, you probably remember her from the Spanish Grand Prix episode. We came together, we created that event, that meetup, and we co-hosted it together on Friday at Turn 3. And to see 20 amazing and beautiful and inspirational Radiant Icons come together and just love what they love so unapologetically and just be so bold in who they are was such a pinch me moment for myself. And it really proved that community truly is everything. Because once Lando Bash ended, in quotation marks, right, the party really never stopped. We all went together to the Heineken viewing area, which is this really cool, like, cover shaded area that is right by the track. I forget which straight it's by, but there's TVs and then you see the cars right in front of you, right? And all I remember is just this big group of girls dancing and laughing and having the time of their lives, filling up this row. And we were able to watch, you know, sprint qualifying together. And we all were like screaming and yelling and holding each other's hands when we saw Kimi Antonelli make history as the youngest pole sitter in F1 history for sprint quali. And like that moment right there will be forever ingrained in my DNA, because that is the definition of girlhood. And that continued throughout the entire weekend. On Saturday, I continued meeting up with so many amazing Radiant Icons, Autumn and Emmy and Erica and Oceana, and just we were hanging out the entire time. And obviously I met Katie there, and you know Katie from season 2 of this podcast, right? An everyday icon. I finally met Katie from Race Tips. I just think it's so amazing, the power of Formula One and how it has brought me so many amazing, iconic women into my life. And I've created lifelong friendships because of this sport, because this sport gave me the permission to fangirl again. This sport gave me friends that will last a lifetime. This sport gave me the confidence to love what I love so unapologetically that I can empower and champion women to do the same. And to be able to go to a race and see this sport in person that brought so much joy, that brought so much fullness and richness to my life, and get to experience these once in a lifetime memories with the women that I met through this sport is something that is unmatched. Something that you truly can't put the words on it, but the energy that we brought from Lando Bash to sprint qualifying to watching actual qualifying at that like turn 9 bridge viewing area and running across to each gate. And it's just all these amazing, iconic women just celebrating and loving the sport and just having the time of their lives. Like, that is the energy that was encapsulating the entire Miami Grand Prix weekend. And honestly, the week too, it was filled with so many amazing and powerful and inspirational women that just made me want to keep pushing forward and fueling forward and doing what I do and just meeting more amazing women. And when I say community is everything, that is what Miami proved to me time and time again, because it was the women beside this sport that made me feel safe, that made me feel inspired, that fueled me to keep going forward. They are the reason why I do what I do. They are the reason why Grand Prix weekends are so magical, because I am such a firm believer that Grand Prix are for the girls. And they always will be, because it's that energy that I experience throughout the entire weekend that makes it so magical and makes it so inspirational and heartwarming and just like the best thing in the world, you guys. And I just think that Grand Prix will always be for the girls. It's so important to find the women that will elevate and champion and uplift you in life. And that is what I have found. And that is something that is so special. And I'm just so, so grateful for the sport that has cars go around in circles that brought me some of the most amazing women in my life. So lesson number one is that community is everything. And when we come together, we rise together and we're better than ever. So lesson number two is daring to be you unlocks doors and puts you in rooms that you are meant to be in. And when I think back on this lesson in particular, I think of the Female Quotient event, which I am so excited to finally talk about, because that event, you guys, oh my God, I have never been to such a nice event before in my life. Like, that truly was like picture perfect, like Pinterest board worthy event. Like, I just can't believe how incredibly lucky I am to be in these rooms and to be surrounded by so many women. Again, so many women that don't believe in competition. They believe in collaboration. They believe in creating something that is bigger than themselves and coming together to create a movement, to create momentum, to keep on closing the gap and fueling forward so that all of us can win. And that is exactly what the Female Quotient event was for me, or at least what I took from it as a young entrepreneur. That was the lens that I was viewing that event as for me personally. And oh my gosh, you guys, it did not disappoint. I have always, actually, when I started Dare to Be Iconic, I wrote a list of partnerships that I would love to have and that are like my dream partnerships. And my two dream partnerships are F1 Academy and Female Quotient. And to be in the room where these two organizations, because it wasn't just Female Quotient, it was Female Quotient and F1 Academy coming together for a Think Lounge. And to be in the room with two of my dream partnerships and getting to hear and be a part of these important conversations that do affect me as a small business owner, that do affect me as a woman in sports, that do affect me as a female entrepreneur, was so amazing. And I know I keep saying that everything's amazing and iconic, but honestly, like, it's these moments, these memories that make the Grand Prix week and weekend just so memorable and just honestly one of like the best weeks of my life, because I couldn't believe how lucky I was to be a part of these conversations. It's so important to be surrounded by women, right? We're going back to community, right? Community is everything. And when we come together, we rise together. And that's exactly what we were doing in that Female Quotient F1 Academy Think Lounge. We were coming together and having these conversations that were necessary so that we all can fuel and move forward and make progress and close that gap. And I just keep thinking that none of this would happen if I didn't dare to be myself, because daring to be myself, showing up authentically and not apologizing for who I am and just fully being myself so authentically, so boldly, so loudly, allowed me to show up in that room with Susie Wolf, who I did meet, the managing director of Formula One Academy, which was the most brain-shattering moment of my life. She's so incredibly nice, an icon. I just can't believe I got to meet her. But like, to be in these rooms where it was like the CEO of Female Quotient, Susie Wolf, Lizzie McIntosh, all these amazing, intelligent women, and the reason I was able to be there, the reason that I was in that room was because of the work that I was doing with Dare to Be Iconic. It was because I was daring to be myself no matter what. And that unlocks the door for me to go to these events and make my presence known and talk about Dare to Be Iconic and obviously debrief with you guys afterwards and create these connections and create this community that is bigger than myself, because that's what I'm doing with Dare to Be Iconic. I am creating a world. I'm creating a movement that is bigger than myself. So to be in rooms where these women are already doing it and I get to learn from them is the most incredible thing ever. And I just keep thinking back that, oh my God, this all happened because I'm living out the Dare to Be Iconic message. And if I didn't dare to be myself, I wouldn't be where I am now. I wouldn't have the community that I have now, which is you guys, the Radiant Icons that I love so incredibly much. I don't know why I'm getting emotional again, but whenever I think of you guys, I just get emotional because it's like, wow, like we built this together and we're doing this together. And so the community that I've been able to build through my work in Dare to Be Iconic and the rooms that I'm able to be in because of Dare to Be Iconic is like the most mind-blowing thing. And it proves to me time and time again the power of the Dare to Be Iconic message. Because daring to be yourself is the most powerful thing that you can do for yourself. And little baby Amanda just would not believe the opportunities that she's had this past week. Because little baby Amanda was bullied for having these big dreams. And to think that this Amanda now gets to live out all those big dreams that little baby Amanda got bullied for relentlessly is like a big pinch me moment. And it's really cool, and I'm at a loss for words, and I just feel so overwhelmingly grateful that this is my life and that I get to share it with you guys and bring you along for this journey, and that the message of Dare to Be Iconic is standing true time and time again. And I have never been prouder of the work that I have done and the journey that we are going on together. So yeah, lesson two proves time and time again that daring to be yourself will unlock doors for you that maybe you never thought were possible. You're kicking down the damn door and you're in that room because you are daring to be yourself. You are daring to be iconic. I think lesson three may actually be my favorite. And I know you guys are going to say, Amanda, you say that for every time you make a guide for us or every time you have lessons for us. You always say that lesson number three or guide number three or step number three, whatever it is always your favorite. You're right. You're absolutely right. Call me out on it. Call me out on it time and time again. Lesson three, in this case, may be one of my favorites. Honestly, it probably is my favorite because lesson three is following your passion, even when it feels scary. That lesson is rooted in trust. And as we know, last year was the year of trust where I had to build that foundation of trust from ground zero to where it is now. And it's still a learning process, okay? I still have trust issues in every sense of the word, but it's better, right? That skill has been strengthened because I worked on it so much last year. So now when I think of lesson three, right? When I think of following your passion, even when it feels scary, it all comes down to trusting your heart, that it will lead you to the rooms that you are meant to be in, which also ties perfectly back to what we mentioned in lesson two, right? Because daring to be yourself is rooted in trusting yourself. And when it comes to trusting yourself, at least for me, it's always the hardest thing. It's hard for me to trust my gut. It's hard for me to trust my instinct. But because last year I learned how to trust myself and really listen to my gut and really strengthen that skill, it allowed me to continue to follow my passion even when it feels scary. I literally do the scary thing because I know it's going to teach me more about myself, but I also know that my heart, if it's telling me to do this, it will not lead me in the wrong direction. It will always lead me in the right one. Our gut is never wrong. Our instincts are never wrong. So when our gut, when our instinct, when our heart is telling us to go after something, to follow that passion, even when it feels scary, even when it feels daunting, even when it feels overwhelming, we have to do it because that means we are meant to do it. That means we're supposed to do it, that we have to do it. And there are two scenarios throughout the entire weekend that I think ring true to this lesson. The first one is the F1 Academy premiere. It's basically F1 Academy's version of Drive to Survive. So when I think of the F1 Academy premiere and how it applies to lesson three, follow your passion even when it feels scary. I was in that room because I continued to follow my dreams. I continued to show up and work for what I wanted. And I got to witness history because of that. Being in the room, watching that first episode, being in the room with Reese Witherspoon and Susie Wolf and the past and current F1 Academy drivers before anyone else is something that I truly will never forget. And it all comes down to trusting my heart will lead me into the rooms that I'm meant to be in. And even when I hit roadblock after roadblock, I continue to show up. And because I continue to show up, because I continue to do it when it's scary, and because I keep on following my passion, I get to be in rooms and witness history. I get to be in the rooms where these conversations, these decisions, these history-making moments are happening because I continue to trust my heart that it will lead me exactly where I am supposed to be. Also, when I think of lesson three, I think of the Williams fan zone. Now, you guys know the most iconic way to start off your Grand Prix weekend is at the Williams fan zone. I love Williams. I love their culture. I love what they do for fans. And you know, I had the most amazing time in Spain with them. I mean, that's where I got to meet Logan Sargeant. That's where I got to meet Leah Block and Zach and Luke and Franco. Like, I got to meet everyone in Spain at the Williams fan zone. And, you know, the girls and I felt so comfortable and safe that we spent the whole day there. And Kimi and I did that again this year. We love what they are creating and doing for fans and the experiences that they bring to us. And one of the experiences is their Q&As. And for this day that we went, it was Leah Block and James Vowles. And which James Vowles is the team principal for Williams, for all my non-F1 Radiant icons who are enjoying this tea time sesh. But Leah Block is the F1 Academy driver for Williams, and James Vowles is the team principal for Williams Racing. And we were able to speak with them in a Q&A format. And when it came to Leah's Q&A, she was actually the first one of the evening. And I always have my questions prep, right? Because we know James the host, not James Vowles, right? James, that is the host for the Williams Fan Zone's Q&A. And he's like, get your questions ready, like make sure this and that, blah, blah, blah. And so Kimi and I always have our questions ready, right? We are prepped. We are prepared. We are ready to ask the questions when they give us the mic. But all of a sudden, when it came to Leah's Q&A, which was the first Q&A of the evening, I got really insecure. I started doubting myself. I got in my head. I was like, oh, I don't know if I should ask this. Like, maybe it's like not a good question. Like, maybe it's really dumb. Like, she's going to think X, Y, and Z. Like, I was telling myself all these untrue things, right? Because I got this wave of insecurity, and I've never experienced that before because, as you guys know, if there is an opportunity for me to speak to someone that I want to speak to, or there's just an opportunity in general, I'm going to kick down that damn door and make it happen. But in this instance, when it came to asking Leah a question, all of a sudden I got really in my head and I got really insecure, and I don't know what it was in me. Well, now I do know, actually. It was lesson three. I was following my passion, even when it feels scary. So I trusted my heart because my heart was yelling at me to ask Leah my question, which was, what has been your most iconic moment of your career thus far? And not only did Leah love the question, she was living for it. But when she came around and was signing stuff, I had her sign my phone case. She stopped before she signed it and was like, I loved your question. Literally, my day was made because me, right? Before I asked that question, I was in my head. I told myself all of these untrue things. I told myself all of these lies. I made up all these situations and scenarios because I started doubting myself. I started getting insecure. But it was because I pushed through my insecurity. I acknowledged it. I felt it. But I pushed through it that I got to have that moment. And so for Leah to reassure me, basically, and be like, I love your question, prove to me that even when it feels scary, even when it feels daunting, even when you don't know what the outcome is going to be, you still have to push through. You still have to trust your heart right? My heart and my brain and everything in me was saying, do it, Amanda, raise your hand. You're not going to regret it. But it was the insecurity that was washing over me, that was almost debilitating me from going after something that I wanted, going after this opportunity that was presented to myself. And I've never experienced that before, but I'm kind of glad I did, because it proved to me that even when it's scary, I have to acknowledge the insecurity, right? But I also have to push through it, because you'll never know the end result. If I never asked Leah that question, I would have never had that moment with her, right? But because I pushed through my insecurity, I pushed through that wave of doubt that I was battling, and I still did it, I still followed my passion even when it was scary for me, I was able not only to ask my question, and to be honest, I do think she loved my question because you could just see it in her face, like she like loved it, but to also have that personal moment with her when she was signing my phone case and being like, I loved your question. Like, she looked me dead in my eyes, stopped before she signed my phone case, and said, I loved your question. That is everything to me. That proved to me that lesson 3 stands true, because your gut and your heart and your instinct will never lead you astray. It will always lead you exactly where you were supposed to be. And in that moment, even though I was fighting a lot of inner demons, I was supposed to be there and I was supposed to ask that question so that I can have that moment with Leah Block and debrief it with you guys here on the pod, because we need to spill the tea about everything. And if I'm being honest, that was a moment where I really didn't know why I was feeling that way, but I think it's all making sense now that I rambled to you guys on this mic about it. And the last iconic lesson or takeaway from the Miami experience, because it was an experience, Radiant Icons, it would be celebrate every moment because you're living the dream. As I mentioned earlier in this episode, I've always had really big dreams, like little baby Amanda, dreams so big, right? She was a small girl with big dreams. Fun fact, that actually was supposed to be the name of this podcast before I came up with the concept of my business. Just a fun fact. But I've always been a small girl with very big dreams. And with that, my mind is always racing. My mind is always thinking about the next opportunity, the next pathway to get to where I want to be. It's always forward thinking, right? And my brain truly never stopped. And sometimes that's really, really exhausting. And I'm working on it, you guys. But when it comes to celebrating every moment, because I'm living the dream, sometimes it's hard for me to recognize the magic while I'm in it. It's a lot easier for me to kind of like take the step back after the trip and like break down these lessons and like debrief with you guys and spill the tea about it. Like, that's easy for me to do, right? Because it allows me to like process my thoughts and have that self-reflection and self-introspection and all that like good stuff. But something that I'm really working on this year is recognizing the magic while I'm in it. These are the moments that make life worth living, right? Getting to meet so many amazing women, getting to be in the rooms that I want to be in, that I've always strived to be in. I'm there. I'm in those rooms. I'm having those conversations. I'm being an active participant in change that I want to see for women. Like, sometimes it's hard for me when I'm experiencing these once in a lifetime moments to truly take it in and truly just like be there and be present, because I'm always thinking of, okay, what can I do with this? What can I do next with this? Where's the next pathway? What's the type of content I need for this, right? Sometimes I have trouble really just like taking it in. And I've made a conscious effort this year, especially to be more in the moment and more present and to recognize the magic while I'm currently in it. So like when the podcast was a year on March 27th, right? Like, I was so in that moment. I was so present with celebrating with my family and celebrating my accomplishments with my loved ones. Like, I was so present in that moment. And that was something new for me. The only time I'm ever really present in the moment would honestly be my birthday. Like, you know, National Amanda Day, it's a national holiday. Like, for me, I'm able to recognize the magic of that day and that moment, obviously, and like be fully present in it, right? But when it comes to Dare to Be Iconic wins in general, right? For me, it's really hard to kind of celebrate them in the moment and take in that gratitude, because I'm always thinking of what is next? What can I do with this? How can I learn and grow, right? I don't take the moment of, let me just sit in this. Let me sit in this feeling of gratitude. Let me sit in this feeling of joy and happiness and all of it. And this year, I've been working on that more and more. And I was able to do that this year, but specifically for this event. And I should say for this experience, because it's not an event at this point. It's an experience. It's a week of iconicness. And every magical moment, every iconic moment that I mentioned here, right, that I spilled the tea about with you guys, were moments where I really allowed myself to celebrate that win of being in that room, of meeting this person of X, Y, and Z. Because I've worked so incredibly hard for Dare to Be Iconic and for everything that I have created within this Dare to Be Iconic world. So yes, I am going to cherish these moments because I worked too damn hard not to. And at least that's what I'm telling myself, and at least that's what I'm putting into practice this time, this year, because I need to do that. And I know a lot of us, you know, we kind of bypass these big and small moments in our lives, and we only look to those really, really big, big milestones that we want to achieve, whether that's college graduation, whether that's buying a house, whether that's marriage, engagement, so on, so forth, right? Getting that first big girl job. But it's the little moments in between that build momentum to those bigger wins, right? So we need to celebrate those smaller wins, those smaller iconic moments, because that builds momentum to get to that big win of marriage, engagement, buying a house, graduating college, nailing your first big girl job. All of those big wins had smaller wins that built up to it. And for me, I'm learning that I actually really do need to celebrate those smaller wins in my life, because those bigger wins of that 1 year of the podcast, in October it'll be 2 years of my business of Dare to Be Iconic. Like, that's insane, right? Those are big milestones, and obviously I'm going to celebrate. But what about those smaller ones? What are the smaller wins that I was able to accomplish, right? I was able to go to the Miami Grand Prix. I was able to meet Susie Wolf, managing director of Formula One Academy, a dream partnership of mine. I was able to attend an event for Female Quotient in F1 Academy, two of my dream partnerships for Dare to Be Iconic, right? I was in that room. I was able to be in the room with Reese Witherspoon, Miss Elle Woods herself. I was able to meet Abby Pulling, world champion of F1 Academy from last year. I was able to meet Alba, current F1 Academy driver that I literally am so obsessed with. Like, I love her. Like, I was able to meet these people and be in these rooms and also experience these once in a lifetime memories with so many iconic women that I wouldn't have met if it wasn't for this sport. And it's just like, I need to celebrate that. Lando Bash wouldn't have happened if I never met Kimi in Spain and we didn't come up with this idea together and put it on its feet. I would have never met all these amazing, iconic, radiant icons if I never took a chance on myself on October 10th of 2023 and started my business. None of anything that I just mentioned would have never happened if I didn't take in all the small wins that led to these big ass moments in my life. So if there is one thing that you take away from this episode, please let it be that you need to celebrate every moment in your life, whether it's small or big. You need to celebrate it, because this is everything that you have ever dreamed for. It's coming true for you. It's coming true, and you need to just be in the moment. You need to be present, and you need to recognize the magic while you're in it, because there is no other amazing feeling in this world than being in the moment of celebrating your win. That is your tea time sesh for today, Radiant Icons. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to subscribe, to leave a rating, a review, to tell your friends about us, to tell everyone and anyone, because you know we love more Radiant Icons in our iconic community of ours. But honestly, you guys, Miami was a dream. And I am so incredibly grateful that not only do I get to share these iconic moments and experiences with you guys, whether that's in person or online, right through my podcast, through my content, whatever it is, right through the blog, like whatever way that I get to share these experiences with you guys, I'm just so incredibly grateful that I get to do that and that I also got to hug and meet so many of you guys in person this week in Miami. Like, I was telling someone that I'm very close to now, and you probably get the hint of who I'm talking about if you've been on my Instagram or my TikTok, or if you were honestly at Lando Bash, because I was introducing that person to like everyone through the phone. I was telling him that sometimes I truly can't believe how lucky I am to have such an iconic group of Radiant Icons who are on the same mission as I am, which is to dare to be yourself and to live life so boldly and unapologetically, and that we get to come together and meet in person and just live life and love what life has to offer and to uplift each other and champion each other and elevate each other, right? Like, I am so beyond grateful for the community that we have created together. And it's so magical to see us all come in person and just be like the best of friends. And it's all collaboration and there's no competition. And it's such an amazing, iconic environment. And I'm just so grateful. And I'm going to cry again because I think it's so cool that we have a group of iconic Radiant Icons that are just like loving life and living out the Dare to Be Iconic message and are just there for one another. And like the support in this community and this Radiant Icon Club is just so, so insane. And I'm just so, so proud of you guys. And I'm so proud of us, and I'm proud of what we have done and what we will continue to do together. And I am just so, so grateful. I was going to curse, and I'm trying not to curse, but I'm just so grateful that you guys are here on this journey with me and that I get to be a part of your Dare to Be Iconic journey. This is like the best thing ever. And like little baby Amanda would literally just be like, wow, like just so in awe that the one thing that she always wanted, which was a community, right, of people that would back each other and support each other and just like champion each other, is like happening. And it's really cool to see your dreams come true. And of course, I'm crying again, but I'm just, yeah. I just love you guys so much. Thank you for changing my life. I really do mean that from the bottom of my heart. Thank you for changing my life, because none of this would have been possible if you guys weren't supporting Dare to Be Iconic from the very beginning, when it was just a blog. And here we are. Oh my God, I'm like sobbing right now, but I'm so proud of us. I'm so incredibly proud. And I love you guys so much. Okay. I'm gonna go. I'm gonna stop crying. But I will talk to you guys next week. Remember, Radiant Icons, dare to be iconic. Bye.